Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, inviting you to be a part of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're all free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their website. We give ours away at freetalklive.com and go right into your phone calls. Coming up, we'll give you the latest on the Mark Emery story. He is turning himself in, and we'll explain why and what's going on. But first, to your calls. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Yoya? Yoya in New York? You're on Free Talk Live? Yoya?
Awesome. So I want to talk about the Ron Paul and the Fed book signing I attended today.
Sure. Okay.
It was actually pretty awesome. I got to meet Ron Paul. I got his new book signed. By the way, I started reading it. It's really interesting.
The End of Fed book?
Yes. That is correct.
The End of,
you threw him off, Mark.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, I got some books signed, and I also got some Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty silver rounds signed. Those should be of some value in the future, especially with the signature on it. But the most interesting part was afterwards, when Ron Paul was just taking a stroll through the Federal Reserve after the book signing, a couple of us met him on the street, and he took some pictures right in front of the Federal Reserve, which I already uploaded to my site, trustedcoins.com. Anyways,
trustedcoins.com.
Yes, trustedcoins.com. They're an advertiser with Free Talk Live, and I must say I'm a customer, and you can trust their coins.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. I uploaded also videos of a protest led by Ron Paul with all of us shouting, and the Fed, right in front of the Federal Reserve. Then we walk over right to the front door, which has says 33 on it. Ron Paul gets a lot of pictures taken with his new book. And then a bunch of cops come out, right? Mm-hmm. And Ron Paul shakes one of their guys' hands and tells him, like, I wrote a new book. So somebody shouts out as we're leaving, oh, you guys are going to be out of a job soon. And everybody kind of laughs. And then we continue down to Wall Street, you know, shouted at the Fed a little bit. So
what do you think the severance package is like?
AK-47. It was and a police officer with like a dog barking. It was a really interesting time spent.
Well, where Ron Paul goes, interesting times follow. Ioya, thanks for the call tonight.
Ilya.
I'm sorry.
It's Ilya.
I said, is it Ioya? He said yes.
He probably didn't hear you.
Okay. Ilya. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So a lot of people excited about the Ron Paul and the Fed thing. If you go by the hubbub that is surrounding this, it makes it sound like something's actually going to happen with this piece of legislation. Apparently has a lot of...
Something's going to happen with this piece of legislation.
Apparently has a lot of support in Congress, and I don't know what's going to happen next.
Well,
but
the audit the Fed bill has a lot of support.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what we were talking about.
Well, he's written a book about ending the Fed, which is the ultimate goal of the audit the Fed bill. But there's not very much support in Congress right now to abolish the Federal Reserve System.
It makes sense to audit it before you abolish it if you find some terrible, terrible things, which maybe they will and maybe they won't. I don't know. I know that is it GOA or GAO, Government Accounting Office?
Yes,
GAO would be doing the audit. And if there's a government agency that I like, it's the GAO. I really do. I like those guys. They don't seem to pull any punches when they do an audit.
Okay, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want.
You know, actually, they must pull punches. However, the punches that they throw are still, hard enough for me. I love reading the GAO.
Well, they don't let anybody else audit their books, so they're the only ones who will be essentially outing these people. All right, so we continue here and take your calls about what you want. I think Craig is on the line in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
How goes it, gentlemen?
Just great, Craig. What's on your mind tonight?
I kind of have to disagree about, you say the best chance for freedom is where you're at in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire is part of the Free State Project, yes, sir.
I do agree with a lot of your opinions, but do you think you have to be physically in a jail cell to be in prison?
No.
Physically in a jail cell in order to be imprisoned. I suppose you could be imprisoned in your mind or imprisoned in a larger area.
How about a technological prison? Aren't we all monitored to some degree?
I don't know if we are all monitored. What would you be getting at? Are you suggesting that the federal government's echelon system is monitoring all phone calls, emails, and that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
To some degree. Maybe not everybody every day, but
I'm not scared, see, because I'm not plotting violence against them, so it's not it's no worry.
I'm not either, but that's not the problem. The actual problem, I don't believe that they'll be satisfied until everybody is micromanaged on
an
individual level.
Sure.
But don't you think that you have a better chance of getting together with people in a geographic area to prevent that from happening as opposed to, you know, staying spread out?
That'd be tactical isolation. That's what I believe. I believe, you know, listen, I do agree with you, but they isolate. If they can isolate you in that area, then they know they don't have to worry about New Hampshire.
I can see the point that people make on this, and maybe they'll just cut New Hampshire off and let New Hampshire be free, because that's what I would like to see.
That's what I want.
Happen.
I don't care about the rest of y'all.
However, what's the plan for staying scattered about the United States? I mean, it seems to me that that's what the Liberty Movement's been doing for the last. If you say the Liberty Movement started in 1971, then when the Libertarian Party started, then that's what we've been doing for the last 38 years, and it hadn't worked. So, what's the plan?
Well, the plan, absolutely, the legislative attacks that have been going on right now, that's not working. You show me where that's working.
It's not working.
It is not working. They say they're going to audit the Fed. Do you think that they're going to allow the Federal Reserve to be audited legitimately?
I don't believe it.
Now, come on.
No, I'm not on this audit the Fed bandwagon. I'm just kind of sitting on the outside.
I'm on the bandwagon because I figure doing something's better than doing nothing from a legislative standpoint.
Well, I agree to a point, but what about some type of class action lawsuit? Is anybody
against who?
Against the federal government.
Well, do you honestly believe that the judicial system is going to allow your class action lawsuit to go through against the federal government?
Against themselves.
Right. I mean, let's take a look here at there was the We the People organization that filed for, let's see, the First Amendment, the five provisions of the First Amendment, the fifth one being the right to redress grievances with the federal government. They filed a lawsuit to be able to redress grievances as they were able to do prior to the Civil War time frame, and the Supreme Court decided not to hear their case, pointed out some case law that had to do with nothing to do with redress of grievances, and sent them on packing. So,
well, no, wait, there's a little more to that, though. The Supreme Court rejected the case, which approved, essentially, it was their approval of the lower court's decision, which basically told the We the People organization that, yeah, you guys have the ability to ask questions, but we have no obligation to answer them.
Yeah.
So that was the response there.
That's your class action judicial review there.
Okay, so we've shoveled that one aside. What else do you have for us, Greg?
Well, that's what I was wondering. If enough people, we talk about civil disobedience, if enough people get together and file these lawsuits, maybe it'll tie up the court system. And maybe they'll have so many cases that they'll start thinking.
Well, I don't think it's a terrible idea, but when you talk about filing court cases, you're generally talking about money. And when you're talking about civil disobedience, you're generally talking about people who are near the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder because, you know, they just don't have as much to lose, and that's why they're willing to do what they consider to be right or important. So you kind of have these two problems. I can tell you that certainly the people that disagree with you politically will use the system in whatever way they can to get back at you. So if there's, say, a bunch of lawsuits filed against the IRS, perhaps the IRS will get that list of people and start doing some audits.
Right. Oh, and I'm sure the lawyers would really like your idea of class action lawsuits.
Yeah, the lawyers love it.
Well, I agree that what are we going to do when this turns into when people have their demonstrations and they start to be shot and beaten?
It's already happening. The G20 protests just happened last week, and people were shot and harmed by the police officers. They were abducted, thrown into cars by strange men in fatigues. There's video footage of all this out there. It's happening right now. So what are you going
to
do? I'll let you answer. Hang on. We'll come back
and
talk about it more. Hang on, Craig. More with Craig in moments. 800-259-9231. What's your answer, Craig? Because it's happening now. Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution. The second annual Connecticut Liberty Forum is coming October 17th. Join Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, We the People Foundation founder Bob Schultz, author James Perloff, the Campaign for Liberty's Jim Ozzola, and more, discussing ways to protect our freedom. The Connecticut Liberty Forum, October 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Windsor Locks. Visit NHELD.com for more information or call 860-354-3590. That's 860-354-3590.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for free for you at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. You can't get all these writing on the interwebs. You can't get it in any other book. It's the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. And if you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was in the Liberty Movement. He's an anarchist, a philosopher, an abolitionist, an entrepreneur, and a mailman. You can purchase this 2,800-page, 6-volume set, bound in library-quality hardcover, delivered to your door for $335. Just go to spooner.freetalklive.com. And it's not the greatest web page in the world, but is the only place you can get this set. If you click on order, it's an email, and you just have to email him and correspond back and forth. Trust me, it's $335.
It's quite a unique product.
It is.
Anybody that considers themselves a fan of Spooner should own it.
And our audience would be the only place that you would advertise this.
Pretty much.
Spooner.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. You can bring up anything. And Craig has been on the line with us. We're bringing him back. Craig in Kentucky, you'd called in to critique us, those of us who are fans of the Free State Project here in New Hampshire.
Actually, not to... critique. No, I didn't want to do that. I mean, I agree with you guys on a lot of your opinions, but I just wondered, I want you to explain it to me. Maybe, you know, I don't understand it.
Well, it sounded to me like you were a little critical of the tactic of getting liberty activists together in the same place when you didn't sound like...
Craig doesn't want to fight, and it didn't sound like he wanted to fight in the beginning.
I don't want to fight either.
Critique says that sound.
I don't want to fight. I'm not here to fight with anybody. So, Craig, what you were telling me is that you believed you had some solutions for the problems that the federal government was, foisting upon us. And we talked about how the class action lawsuit solution, it's probably not a bad idea, but it's costly. It'll involve lawyers, and it's very difficult to find people that are willing to head something like that up. You also agreed with us that the federal government isn't about likely to, or at least agree with me, that the federal government's not about likely to audit the Federal Reserve in any sort of honest fashion, or especially get rid of the Federal Reserve later on down the line. So I'm in the same ballpark with you there. But I think you were trying to say something before we went away, so go ahead with your thoughts.
No, what I was getting at, there's safety in numbers, and that's and with all the legislation they pass, and I mean everything they do, they've got a plan that they get their friends and everybody else in this country to go along with them because of money, and that's the whole deal in this country is money, and so until we stop that, there's no need to worry about anything else, because bribery, as long as they can bribe people to be on their side, they're going to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree with you on that one, Craig, and that's one of the reasons that I moved. You asked what our solution to the problem of liberty is, and our solution, as much as you may not like it, is the Free State Project. You can imagine, Craig, try to imagine, if you could, being a talk show host who is a libertarian. Every other talk show host has their solution, and their solution is vote Democrat or vote Republican. And their solutions stink from a libertarian standpoint. So what's a libertarian's talk show host's solution? Well, vote libertarian. That'll work. And the libertarians, on a national level, have not been.
They suck.
Yeah, haven't been that great.
They're not even libertarians.
And they've been turning for the last 6 years.
They've been turning into the conservative party.
Yeah, so there is no solution. So you can imagine how difficult it was doing this show, talking about the ideas of liberty, and then not having a solution for people. I'll admit, most talk show hosts don't have a solution, but we want to have a solution. The only solution we've been able to come up with is moving enough people to one state where they can have an effect on the government.
At this point, there's a proof of concept there. It's not just some pie-in-the-sky thing like, hey, we're going to do this someday. It's happening right now. People are making the move. Many people are in the process of moving, and many more are in the process of planning when they're going to move. And some are just now getting around to signing up to the Free State Project to get here to New Hampshire and get active. In fact, Craig, you just said a moment ago there's safety in numbers. Did I hear you say that?
That's true. That's exactly right.
Well, get together with other people. Get together with like-minded people all in the same geographic location. That's what we're doing, and we're getting active in a way that previously, heretofore, had been impossible. Mark, Do you think that a daily 420 cannabis celebration would have been possible in Sarasota, Florida?
Only if that daily no, there's just no way. There's no way.
No.
No place.
No, it's happening here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's happening in Manchester. I hope to see it happen in other places around the country, but I just don't expect it to.
I don't consider pot to be the most important issue that we're facing. However, I've seen all kinds of different action, whether political or civil disobedience or media-based, going on here in New Hampshire, and it's going on such a such a frequency that we really can't even cover it on Free Talk Live and without sounding like a New Hampshire-based show, and we don't want to do that. So
maybe that all these issues that are out there right now, everybody's debating different issues. Maybe that's what they want, everybody to jump on different issues, different bandwagons. When there's one real bandwagon, we got to delete. Now, I'm not talking about violence, but the government that we have now is no good. Absolutely, it does not work.
You'll never have a good one. You'll never have a good federal government. If that's what you're talking about, the federal government, it's just not possible. There's too much power, and those powerful positions attract people that are in search of wielding power like that. And it doesn't matter what nicey-nice guy is pretending to be liberty-oriented in order to get elected. They're likely to be corrupted by that power. And, of course, we all know it's very unlikely that any sort of house cleaning is going to go on in the federal government. It's very rare that anything less than usually it's a 90% reelection rate for the incumbents.
Well, that's because the deck is stacked.
Absolutely.
At one point in this country, it was 50% turnover.
It trickles down to your state and local level, too.
Oh, they're crooks, too. I'm with you, man. That's why I'm getting together with other people, and we're getting active. We're going to non-cooperate. We're going to be doing civil disobedience. There's political action happening here, and it's happening on a scale that I've never seen before in my life, and we're just on the tip of it. And we're on the tip of the iceberg. More people are coming in here all the time. There's only been a few hundred movers so far here to New Hampshire, and we're expecting more every single year. So, Craig, I hope you'll take another look at freestateproject.org, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, because staying where you are and doing what you've been doing, or even changing what you've been doing where you are, I don't know how effective that's going to be, because if you don't have the people, if you don't have the warm bodies to back you up, then you don't really have a movement. You just have a lone nut on this, you know, the corner of the street yelling about whatever it is you're yelling about. Not that that's necessarily the tactic you're taking, but that's how you're seen. If you're out there all by yourself, because I've been on the street corner by myself.
I'm just remembering the pictures that we used to have up at the Sarasota radio station with you with your in the tag, you know, no tag, no more taxes or whatever sign.
Right, crazy
people,
loon.
People used to laugh at you. There's just no doubt about it.
Maybe they still do.
Everybody, you know, used to, well, they can say what they want, but to me it's clear that there have been things happening here in New Hampshire. Have we had success in rolling back government? I don't think so. But we have been able to place some speed bumps in the road for its growth, and in some cases, you know, stop some legislation that would have been arduous and onerous for people. And I think with more people that we'll be able to stop more legislation,
absolutely,
perhaps even get to the point where we're rolling some of it back.
Some folks have gotten elected already. There's already been four Free Staters been elected to the New Hampshire State House, so that's for early political successes. They've been happening too. 800-259-9231. So join us up here, freestateproject.org. All right, there's more to come with your phone calls about what you want, plus the latest on the Mark Emery case, all in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. LifeChange T's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthet.com. That's getthet.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about anything, to the AMP line, we go to Gigan in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gigan.
Hey, guys. Am I on?
You are. What's on your mind tonight?
I went to a healthcare forum today at my college, at the University of South Florida, Sarasota campus, to see what was being presented to people as far as healthcare was going on.
Okay.
The attendance was about 80% senior citizen.
Of course.
15% business-looking political people, and I'd say maybe less than 5% students.
Sounds about right for a college political event.
Yep. Off the bat, everybody leading the panel discussion was for some sort of government, some sort of monopolistic coverage. So the non-aggressive idea wasn't really being presented.
Mm.
But they did allow people to ask questions on index cards. So I filled one out, and my index card read, "Does the plan you propose allow healthcare seekers to say no thank you and select alternative services without being forced under the threat of violence to pay for your health plan or face a jail cell?"
Good question.
And so of the 15 to 20 questions, they answered maybe 10 of them. Needless to say, my question was not asked.
Shocking.
Yep. And so what really struck me today was all the people that were sort of running this healthcare event and all the people who had attended, it seemed that those who had attended, they were there to pretty much acknowledge the fact that they weren't in control of their own healthcare decisions. And they just kind of wanted reassurance from these people who are representatives for whoever is actually controlling things, or the bureaucrats and the mm-hmm. corporations. They just wanted reassurance from them that something was being done that was different. And whatever that may be, it didn't seem like they really were strong in one direction or another, but that seemed to be what the mood was.
Right. The mood is, I want you to steal from people and give it to me.
Yeah, they did a show of hands on who was on Medicare, and it was probably about every senior citizen person in the audience, like I said, about 80%.
Sure. They fought through World War II. You owe them.
Yeah, really. One person they actually did allow a question that obviously was on the same vein as mine, but not worded the same way. And they asked, if government is so inefficient with other bureaucracies in general, why would we want them to take over healthcare? And the answer, one person just answered it. They didn't even put it to all the panelists, and he just said, oh, I think most people would agree that government does a pretty good job at what they do. most people who have health care here would agree with that, so that's really not really an issue.
Moving along.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get back to the real debate as to how we should restructure the government system. Shut up. Wow.
And one thing that was a little disturbing is there was a woman there who was representative from the healthcare. She worked somewhat in the healthcare industry. And she said, look, like we as the healthcare industry have wanted to have universal healthcare for some time now. And it's the government's refusal to pass mandates that everyone get health insurance. That's the reason that we're not able to cover people with pre-existing conditions and all these other things that aren't covered.
Jeez.
So that pretty much destroys the idea that the health insurance companies are evil and that the government is swooping in to save us, when it's the health insurance companies who are all behind all these ideas that are being proposed.
Yep. Well, I mean, they think it's going to help them. In the long run, it's going to put them out of business, seems to me. It's very strange.
Well, they don't know that. They look, big companies, publicly owned companies, they're looking for next quarter,
not
for
down the line.
A decade. They don't make 10-year plans.
Good point. Gigan, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, just one thing I noticed about the whole healthcare argument in America, there's no separation between the idea of charity and the idea of insurance. And people seem to think that all healthcare is grouped into the idea of insurance. If somebody has a pre-existing condition, if somebody has cancer and they know that it's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars to treat, then what they need isn't insurance, because insurance is protection from unforeseen events in the future that pose risks. What they need is charity. They need somebody or a loan or something who's able to go in and say, we'll help you out paying with this, rather than just saying everyone else will like throw in a little bit for it. Because that's not insurance.
Well said
tonight. And so it seems that the two ideas are not being separated at all.
I appreciate the call and the thoughts. Thank you, Gigan. 800-259-9231. And people would be able to contribute more to charity if they didn't have themselves being fleeced by the federal, state, and local governments for who knows how many thousands of dollars per year you pay in taxes. But if you had all that money back, you could put some of it towards your favorite charity, whether it was to help people with cancer or AIDS or whatever, MS. You could do that.
But since the time that they've been offering public health care and, Social Security and things like that, the average age that people live has risen. And their level of, their level of income and the amount of wealth that they have has increased.
Well, they have public health care in North Korea, too. As the age of life.
Well, they're administering it poorly.
Oh, right. Well, that all brings – really, that misses the root of the issue. I realize what you're doing is playing devil's advocate, but it misses the root of the issue, and that is stealing. Because it's wrong to steal no matter what your goal is. If your goal is to help people that need help, and I'm all in favor of helping people that need help, if they truly are infirmed and unable to help themselves, I think they should get the help that they need.
Well, if you're facing an end-of-life situation, as was sort of how it was presented – I don't want to be a cold-hearted person and say there's really no point in helping them, but if you're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to give somebody that money that person doesn't have, to give them an extra 2 or 3 months worth of life, it's not worth it.
On a respirator?
Yeah. I mean, take that money and feed some starving children in the third world.
Yeah.
Because honestly, and I think that's part of the problem, is there is people just don't know when to just quit. And sorry, I know it goes against your basic instinct to preserve yourself, but if you have terminal cancer and you are ill on your deathbed, you're not getting out of it. So, you know, no, there's no reason to spend millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars on a procedure.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and it does sound cold-hearted. And, you know, if that was true, if we did have a government system, then I would say that that was, you know, that the money wasn't being spent by the individual. If the money's spent by the individual wants to see if they can trade $1 million for 7 more days on the planet. It's their money. They should trade that money if that's what they wish to do.
Or if you wanted to give money to a charity that tries to extend the lives of people with terminal diseases, you'd be able to do that. We'd be able to find out whether the marketplace agrees with you or not, Nick, because I happen to agree with you. I wouldn't want to give money to a charity that was helping give people an extra 2 weeks in a hospital bed. But if that's what the government is doing, which they won't be, by the way, the government's not going to save your grandparents, and they're not going to save your premature babies, as we've seen throughout the years looking at various different socialized healthcare stories. But if we have a free market in healthcare, then we get to decide individually how to give money to which charities to give money to. Then the market decides what's important, and that would work the best, rather than having a bunch of unaccountable bureaucrats on some board sitting around deciding what is important and isn't.
There's another problem that I have with the way the insurance system works today, and that's not the very big expenses that you get from very sick people. I have a problem with the fact that people are using insurance to cover a doctor's visit,
mm-hmm.
and many people are, if they're not covered through their work, if they actually have to provide the insurance themselves, they're probably spending a few hundred dollars a month, depending on the coverages and how old they are, and their past history of claims. They're probably spending a few hundred dollars a month on insurance premiums, and that insurance covers doctor's visits that are probably only about $100 for a routine checkup.
Right.
That's not insurance. That's essentially a payment plan, and a very roundabout and inefficient payment plan.
It is. An insurance company, what it does for a living is it inserts itself between you and the person who's providing you a service in order to, you know, extract a certain amount of money out of there. I mean, if I'm paying a doctor to do something, then it's going to cost me less than if I'm paying an insurance company to pay a doctor to have something done for me. And I agree that it takes all the weird motivations out of the marketplace, and I think that people should, by and large, pay their health care provider out of their pocket. Unfortunately, the government set this system up in the first place through its incentives the way that it came out. So, you know, that's where we're screwed up in the first place.
You can still buy catastrophic health care coverage to cover a big claim and pay routine costs out of the pocket. That option's available to people, but I just don't think people are looking at it in that light.
Well, I look at it.
That's because they've been incentivized in that fashion.
1-800-259-9231. And, of course, in a lot of cases, the insurance companies are mandated to offer these very comprehensive plans, which, of course, they probably have asked for.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive free. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine, and experience the difference. You'll get search engine results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you will have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. I've been using it for, I think, more than 7 days now, and I find it just as useful as any of the other search engines that I've ever used. And, you know, I like the idea that my searches aren't being cataloged somewhere for someone's use.
Indeed. We continue here with your calls and go to Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Okay.
Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
What?
What is on your mind? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Lots of stuff.
Pick one.
Today, during school, indoctrination camp, whatever you want to call it, I was in history class, and we were discussing the ethics of flag burning. I sort of want to what infuriated me so much was the mob mentality. As soon as I brought up my opinion that ethically, I wasn't speaking, of course, practically. I'm not sure. I still am not sure whether there's any practical use for burning a flag. But I only said things from an ethical standpoint. And as soon as I said my opinion, 5 different people in the room just started pouncing on me, and a few people said if I don't like America, I should just leave it. And, like, of course, these are, like, you know, teenagers. And,
yeah.
Well, and of course, they've heard these arguments before, probably from their parents or some other people. And one person was so idiotic, he said, you're just not cool if you do that or something like that. It was really laughable. And there's a self-proclaimed communist in my room, and he kept on saying I should get shot for treason.
That's bizarre.
It was funny. Like, later on, I do this after-school program. I'm in this after-school program for a history club, and it was a much smaller gathering of people. And during that, we could actually civilly talk about it, and it was pretty easily decided that people should be able to do it, but they shouldn't be, like, so upfront about it, like, waving in people's face and stuff like that. But I tried to bring up, like, certain points, like, it's private property, and there's nothing ethically wrong with it, and, you know. But nobody
wanted to hear it in that,
well,
in that group, huh?
These are young people who have been going to government school their entire lives.
Yeah,
and like you said, their family members are likely very pro-government. Because most people are, because that's how they've been indoctrinated to believe. They believe that government is good and government is useful, and they've been indoctrinated with this nationalist mentality.
Right.
With this
Well, it's more than saying government's good and government's useful. It's akin to state worship. Essentially, what you're saying is
yes, this is the point I was
the flag is sacred.
It is the state. It's
a lot of them. A lot of them were saying, "Well, you know, don't you think it's a symbol?" And I was like, "Well, I think it's a symbol." Like, I kind of got caught up in my words, because I said it's only a piece of fabric to me, but then I also said it's kind of a symbol of imperialism and the empire and stuff.
It's a symbol. I mean, it represents whatever whatever country it represents, or whatever entity it represents, and you're burning a symbol. I mean, you are saying something negative about that country, one would presume. You're saying you disagree strongly with it. But that's all you're doing. You're making a symbolic statement. And that's, people don't get upset about flag burning because you're saying, I strongly disagree with whatever country's flag you're burning. They get upset because you've burned a flag.
Yeah.
And that's just some kind of sin.
You know, and I think that Ian makes some really great points here. First off, I do think that worshiping the flag and worshiping the country is a far more pervasive religion than Christianity is in this nation.
True.
You'll see that you know, people of all religions have a tendency to glom onto this this the flag is sacred thing, and that's essentially what they're saying. And I guess you can sort of ask them. And, you know, it's just a thought, you know, should I be, you know, what should happen to me if I decide to burn to bash up a cross or something in inside of the town square? Or if
you mean
I decide,
your own cross?
Yeah, the own cross that you own. Or what are those, a menorah? Or perhaps a Thor's hammer, you know, like
What a lot of people in the classroom are saying is that it's your private property, but you should only be able to do it within your private property, like within your backyard, within like the confines of your house or where you're living. You shouldn't be able to do it in public. You know, if you want to burn a flag in your house, that's fine. But it's like that kind of defeats the purpose of having it in the first place if you can't do whatever you want with it. Besides, you know,
I would say out in town square that there's some issues of arson going on there. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a practical
arson
issue
when you burn someone else's property.
Understood, but you're out burning things on public property. Sounds right.
I guess it depends if the fire marshal wants to cite you on that, but the courts have traditionally upheld the idea that burning a flag is symbolic speech and is therefore protected.
I think it should be protected in that sense. I don't support people doing it. I think it is foolish activity. I don't see any point in it, but if you're talking about American flag, because of things just like
this. If
you're
talking about an American flag, what if I want to burn a UN flag? I've seen you do that, Mark.
Yes, I'm fine with that. And I did it on private property, I'll point out.
You're fine with that because the UN flag's not sacred?
The reason is I'm not about sacredness. I'm about practicality.
I think inside, the
fact is that people are upset with American flag burning.
I do understand what you're saying, Mark. I understand you do want to judge the reaction it's going to elicit in people, and I don't really have any desire to burn a U.S. flag. I have burned a U.N. flag. But you understand, I mean, it's morally the same thing. I mean,
the same
ethics apply.
That's not my proposal is you want to win hearts and minds. Does flag burning win hearts and minds?
I'm not even sure if it's really practical either. That's why when I started arguing for flag burning, I just did purely an ethical point of view because it doesn't hurt anybody. It's your own private property.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. Maybe a direction to go with that, besides just kind of dead ending where people are getting very angry about what you've said, is to start asking people questions about why the flag is so important to them. You know, what does the flag mean to you? Oh, well, the flag stands for freedom. Well, do you feel like you're free?
You could say, if you think you're free, try smoking a joint and not paying your income tax.
Yes. Right. So you could go down that road. You could also kind of lead to a discussion about the Pledge of Allegiance, which is inevitably sort of the thing that generally is wrapped up with the flag.
Yeah.
You could go there with it and point out to your classmates that the Pledge of Allegiance was actually written by a National Socialist.
And I think what works fairly well is I think what is also a good thing to point out is if you can point out the fact that people are more upset about the idea of burning a symbol, but if you ask them, well, why aren't, you know, if you ask these probing questions about things that they care about and the ways that the U.S. doesn't live up to it, it's important to point out that to them that they are more upset about symbolism than they are about matters of substance. Because I've used that tactic on people. I say, well, do you agree with wars overseas? And they say, well, no. And so I say, so you think the United States is engaged in an act of aggression, but you seem to think that it would be a bigger sin or offense to burn a U.S. flag than to support a war of aggression where you kill people who shouldn't be killed.
Right. Even the talking about the burning of a flag is really, it's pointless because, you know, people will get all, you know, riled up about this burning of the American flag. And, you know, look, your country's gone to hell in a handbasket 50 years ago, and you care whether or not we burn this flag?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Wake up, dude!
A lot of the people who get very angry about flag burning, there are some people who, you know, a lot of people who claim to care about the Constitution and American traditions, a lot of those people get offended when you burn the flag, but then if you ask them, well, does the nation state as it exists today, does it represent those values? Oh, well, no.
Right,
and the flag represents that nation state? Oh, well, yes. Oh, well, so the flag doesn't really represent those values.
The flag to them represents the values.
That's absurd. A flag represents a political entity.
I agree with you. The flag does represent a political entity. In this case, it's, you know, 50 stars, 50 states, all of that.
I think if most reasonable people who have opinions about things like that, sit back and think about it, they'll kind of come to the conclusion that, well, yeah, a flag is a symbol that represents a political government entity. And if I don't agree with that entity, is it really worth me getting so riled up about defacing the symbol that represents that entity? Because they're essentially one and the same thing.
Well said. Nick, any other thoughts tonight?
Yeah, I did have an irrelevant thought to this topic, if that's okay.
20 seconds, go.
Okay. Back a few years ago, just a year ago, at the Liberty Forum, I was talking to you guys about doing this writing for voluntarism, and I ended up doing it, and I passed it up to about 10 people in the school or so.
Excellent outreach, always a good idea. Also, another one for outreaching to students, I think, is that is good, is the world's smallest political quiz. You can get them cheap over at theadvocates.org and hand those out because they cost you next to nothing. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.